Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Justin Matabike, Eric DaCosta, and Zach Orr met with the media in Owings Mills on Monday.
Well, just first of all, I want to thank everybody for coming out here today. We are thrilled to announce that we've extended Justin Matabike to a four-year contract. Very special for us to be able to get that done. We've always strived to keep our best young players here in Baltimore, and I'm thrilled that this is another example of that. And I want to thank Justin, his family. I want to thank Nick Matteo, who was instrumental in this deal taking place. I want to thank Steve Bisciotti, and also want to thank Ben Renzin, Justin's agent, who did a great job. So we're excited. We hope our fan base is excited. We know Justin's excited, and we can't wait to see what the next 4 years look like.
Man, it's an exciting time, man. Credit to Eric and all the people involved. Credit to Matabike, man. Everybody involved getting this deal done. Justin, he's not only one of the best defensive tackles in the National Football League, but he's one of the best football players overall. And, man, just a quick story about him. Back in 2020 when he came in during COVID, I remember training camp. It was the first padded practice. And, you know, we're all amped up. We want to see, you know, what our team's going to look like. And it's ones versus ones. And Beeks is out there. And I'm like, man, we got a rookie out there. Okay, about to see what's going on. Man, he striked the lineman, TFL. It was explosive play. And I remember just that moment we looked like, man, this dude got a chance to be a great player. And ever since that day, he's come with the same mindset. Practice, meetings, worked his butt off. And it's no shock that he's a player that he's become today. And the great thing about it is he's only going to get better. So it's an exciting time. Happy that he got this done. He's earned this. And the future is bright with Justin Matabike. We're just getting started.
First of all, I'd like to thank God for sure. Just without him, I wouldn't be here. I'd like to thank Steve Bisciotti, Eric, Coach Harbaugh. He's giving me his opportunity to be here and to believe in me. I'd like to thank my dad, my biggest supporter, my uncle, for making it just exciting time. I'd like to thank Zach. It's crazy. We talked about this right after the Bengals game, after that long 100-yard touchdown, and everybody was just feeling bad about themselves. Me and Zach, we gave each other a hug like, man, you had a great year, and I already know next year you're going to turn up. You're going to be all pro. You're going to be pro. I can see it. I can feel it. And at that moment, I knew I'm going to take a month off, and I'm going to literally work my butt off to be one of the best in the league. And with hard work and faith and consistency, your dreams can come true. And I'm a living testimony of that. So I'd like to thank everybody who believed in me, thank the whole organization. And I'm hungry. I'm ready to get back to work again. I've been working out, as y'all can see a little bit. But, you know, I'm just very thankful for the opportunity, thankful to be here, living my dreams. And I'm just going to keep working and keep being better and just keep striving for greatness for sure.
Question? Justin, you know, was there a time over the past week where there was a thing like, okay, something long-term could get done pretty soon here?
Yeah, for sure. Eric has always been in communication with me that he wanted to get a long-term deal done. It was just about, you know, getting the right time and the right moment to get it done, and my agent took care of that, and now I'm here. And I plan on being here for hopefully my whole career because I just love this organization. Not only have I grown as a player, but I've grown as a person. And I just love my teammates and love staff, and from the cafeteria to nutrition to everybody, you know, it's top tier. It's the best in the league, and I want to definitely be a leader and set that example and just be the best.
Justin, I remember going into the 22 season, Calais Campbell was effusive talking about how you were going to bust out. Did it just take an extra year, or what do you think it was that came together in 23 that didn't come together in 22?
I mean, Calais was taking all my reps, man, but no, I'm just kidding. Just having a guy like that, Calais, a great leader, Walter Payton Man of the Year, definitely sets the example of how to be a true professional, and definitely having him as a vet, asking him questions and stuff like that. Obviously, we're competing for playing time, but also he's a solid stand-up guy, always checks on me, and that's a great person to have in front of you to learn from.
Justin, now that you've signed your second contract, do you feel like you become one of those guys? I mean, are the young guys are coming the door are going to start coming to you, and you know you're going to be a tool and setter for the whole deal. Do you feel that, and do you look forward to that responsibility? I guess.
I feel like I've always been that guy that, I've always opened to give information to help people out. I feel like it's going to be more now with just the success I've had on the field and just the type of person I am. So I'm always open to help people out and be that guy, definitely, for young guys to ask questions, look forward to, or to count upon for information. So, yeah, for sure.
With Justin signing, you have Roquas up behind him and Kyle Hamilton. So some of the smiley defenses there. How big is that for you as far as building up the rest of the defense this offseason?
I think it's big anytime you keep your best young talent. And, we feel really good about those guys. We feel really good about where the defense stands overall, and we're just kind of on the come. We're excited to see Zach orchestrate this whole thing. And, certainly I think the thing that stands about Justin is just his ability as a three-down player. He can play the run, and he's an exceptional pass rusher too. And he's a guy that's gotten better every single year. He's a great example for the younger players. You know, they can see him and see his progression from 2020 to now. That's exciting for those guys to see. And we're thrilled that we have him up front. We've got, Roquan. We've got some good young players with Roquan at the linebacker position. And also in the secondary, we feel like we're very strong.
Justin, we know you've done some work with Chuck Smith and the offsides in the past. What was it like to be able to, what type of influence was it on your game to be able to work with him now throughout the year?
It's not, now it's free teaching, I had to go to Atlanta and pay, so for him to be on the staff now, it's like free teaching every day, but just the person Chuck is, very open, very honest in terms of just technique and just pass rushing stuff. He just helped not only me, but I know a bunch of my teammates just get just more crisp and more trim in terms of pass rush, and he's really good at what he does. I've worked with him for the past 2 years, and I feel like my game has evolved as soon as I started tapping in with him in training, so yeah, great, very big influence for sure.
Just typically, when you guys have used the tag in the past, you've eventually gotten a deal done, but it's usually taken some more time. Were you surprised that this came together as quickly as it did, considering the deadline last Tuesday? And what about this negotiation made it that you were able to come to a long-term deal as quickly as you did?
Well, I think we were coming from a place of respect, and Justin knows what we're all about. And we know what Justin's all about, and he's got an agent that I think he and I have had a good relationship over the years. So, we weren't that far away. There was a chance we could have gotten a deal done before we had to franchise him. We were close, and we've had good discussions along the way. We met at the combine, and we've had along the way a lot of opportunities. So, I think just it's keeping a lot of communication open, being honest with each other. We've done a lot of deals. Some take 2 years, some take 2 weeks, and this was a very easy deal to get done in most cases.
Did you guys come close to a deal before last offseason? I know Justin was big on betting on himself, but just kind of looking back at that and how that unfolded, was there any pressure on your end to get a deal done before the tampering period started and you maybe start to see some deals come together for other guys at the top of that defensive line market?
Yeah, we've never really had any kind of long-term discussions with Justin prior to this year. We had a couple discussions during the season. Those are tricky at times. Obviously you want the player to be as focused as he can be on the season, and Justin did a great job of that. And we decided that it's probably best to just wait till after the season to really kind of get going on the whole thing. You certainly do look at the market. You kind of weigh that. In the end, I think, there's always a value to the player to get this deal done if he can early before the market, and sometimes there's a value for the team as well. It's not an exact science, certainly, but we felt like there was a deal to be made. We were that close that we could get the deal done, and I thought that it was in our best interest as a club to get that done, deal done before free agency started.
Like to share the moment with your family when you got the news that everything had been agreed to?
It was huge. First thing I did was, I cried a little bit, I ain't gonna lie. Prayed, called my dad immediately. He was stoked. He was like, "What? Really?" Just very thankful. Glad to have a great support system. I'm ready to get to work, really. I'm hungry now, so.
Justin, you talk about that hunger and wanting to continue to get better. What does that look like for you in the future as you continue to just progress in your career and get better? How do you envision that? And then, Zach, what is it about Justin that makes him, you know, there's so much more even to come besides what he's already done so far?
Just what I see in the future is just continued greatness, continued just impact on the game. Just being a force, being a cornerstone to this defense. Just holding myself to that high standard that I did this past season and staying consistent. That's what I see. I feel like when you do those things, take them one day at a time, good things are going to flourish, good things are going to happen. And it's going to radiate to the other, like, to the other teammates for sure and motivate them, inspire them to, so we can just be the best because we have a goal in mind that we definitely fell short this year and we're hungry to get back where we belong. So,
yeah, I mean, Eric said it, like, Justin's great against the run, he's great against the pass, and this year what I felt like helped take his game to a next level, if you really just watch him and watch our film and pay attention to it, he played all across the defensive line. So, I mean, he played the shade, the head up zero, played the three, played the four, played a six, sometimes played a five. He played the run and rushed out of all those positions. And like I said, this year was his first time really getting those opportunities to do that. So now it's just another year being comfortable with the technique that we want at all those different positions. That way teams can't just focus in on one spot where he's at. And he's going to continue to get better at that. It's going to be great for us. So that's how I see him getting better, man. Just continue to work on the technique just like he said he's going to do. And it allows us to move him around different spots so offenses just can't key in on him.
Justin, what sort of advice did you seek or get maybe to, you know, come to reach this decision about signing the deal to stay here long term versus, you know, playing up tight and so forth?
Any advice? I don't really get much advice. He just said just stay cool, stay calm, chill. It'll get done. They want you there. You want to be there. Just give it patience. So really patience was my advice, I would say.
Justin, a lot of times contract years, when there's pressure on, brings pressure on a player, some players struggle to deal with it. Why were you so comfortable this year with knowing that, you know, you could be playing for your next contract?
I would say my faith, for sure. My faith and my belief in myself kept me calm. I just knew that if I just do the right things, go to bed on time, stay consistent, stay focused, just do the right thing. I know at the end of the tunnel, there's going to be some light, and everything's going to take care of itself, and it did. So I'm going to continue that formula, keep it going, and just try to continue to be an impactful player.
Justin, you know, what Zach said about your versatility playing along, some guys aren't able to do that, whether it's because their body type or their technique. Right? What makes you able to do that, to be so versatile to play along that?
Like you said, I'd say like the body types and stuff like that. I feel like I have a very unique body type in which I'm strong enough to hold myself in terms of being a nose. I'm quick enough and agile enough to rush as a three, and then I'm also fast enough to burn the edge. It's just the hard work, the consistency, and the standard I put myself to, and knowing my abilities and just showcasing them, and just believing in myself.
Justin, you talked earlier about the end of the 2022 season and the goals that you had going into last year. And now, when do you sort of set that mindset? You talk about how many sacks you want to have in a season. Sometimes you won't tell us your goals, but when do you set those in your mind?
Now.
Justin, you mentioned sharing this moment with your family, but your teammates showed a lot of love and reacted very positively to the contract. I mean, what was your reaction to that, to just see how much support they had for you?
It means the world to me. You know, those are the guys that literally we go to war with each other, you know, on Sundays, Mondays, and now sometimes Saturdays, I guess. So, you know, it's just a blessing just to have a brotherhood. Like, it's a real brotherhood. You know, we say it in the media. A lot of people say that, but it's really true. We love playing with each other, like on the football field, and we just got each other back. We check in with each other in the offseason as well. You know, it's just awesome to have my teammate support and just be genuine love. And just a lot of guys text me like, man, this is really motivating for me. like, you really, like, did that, man. We talked about it, and now, like, I believe in myself. So I feel like it just creates everybody to just inspire to keep getting better.
Was it important for you to get this deal done prior to free agency because you knew that it could benefit the team to, you know, navigate through free agency? So was that something that was at all on your mind?
Not really. In my mind, I was just like, hopefully we can get this deal done so when it's done, I can just focus on just grinding and getting right and getting ready for this upcoming season. And that's what happened. So now I can focus on just, you know, enjoying this with my family, but then getting back to work.
Eric, touching on that, how much does not having to carry the franchise tag, how much does that help the team entering for you?
Well, it helps. You know, we need all the help we can get, you know, so, yeah, it helps. Every little bit helps. You know, these are things that, you know, we just don't look at in a vacuum. We're trying to consider all the different consequences of these types of things. And something that I've been looking at really since last August, you know, in meetings with Nick and Pat and Ozzy and Steve and Sasha and everybody, just looking at, like, financially projecting out what we're going to look like in 24, 25, 26, 27. Obviously with a franchise quarterback and what those contracts look like. I've said this before, the landscape changes. So every deal you do is critically important in the grand scheme of things, and that's why I think you all can get a sense for the feeling we have towards Justin, that we were willing to commit to a contract like this. I think speaks the world for how we feel about him as a player and as a person.
Eric, and the windows are about to open. I mean, the reports are about to start flying. I mean, is there some peace of mind also in knowing that you've probably gotten done your biggest piece of business of the offseason?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, and looking at it, you know you just can't keep every single player on your team. That's a frustrating aspect of this job that I have. So you have to keep your very best if you can. The guys you feel most strongly about as players, but also as people. The guys who impact your roster and your fan base in different ways. And Justin's one of those types of guys. We won't be able to do this in every single instance, unfortunately. But we feel very, very good about what we did this weekend. And we're a better football team. We're going to win a lot of games this year with Justin manning the defensive line. And hopefully we've got some other young players who see the opportunity to stand up and help us as well.
Eric, you mentioned the importance kind of getting this deal done ahead of free agency and so forth. Just curious how you view the running back market versus what you might do, say, in the draft versus free agency. Do you expect to be, you know, aggressive or patient? I know patience is kind of something you guys have always displayed.
Yeah, I really don't. I mean, I understand the question, but talking about a market on the eve of free agency doesn't seem like a smart thing, so I'd probably pass on that question.
Justin, I'm wondering, Eric mentioned that it was important to him to sign his own guys, and you're one of them. Zach, you came up through the system. Congratulations, by the way. I haven't seen you since. Does this reverberate through the league? Do guys talk and say, like, look, the Ravens said they were going to sign their guys, and Zach came up through the system, boom, defensive coordinator Justin just got a big deal. Do you guys talk about that? Is that something that is mentioned?
It hasn't been mentioned with the talks that I had with people. You know, I already know how to answer that, really. But no, I haven't had those talks, really. I'd just be kind of in my own lane, in my own zone, handling my responsibilities, handling my business, and you know, definitely, you don't see a bunch of people, you know, staying their whole career in one place. But definitely, this is a place that I can see myself doing that for sure.
Justin, to that, with, you know, Mike McDonald going on to Seattle, to be able to have Zach or a person that you know, have already have a rapport with, guys in the locker room already know, what does that do for you guys to have that familiarity with the new defensive coordinator?
I feel like it makes the guys in the locker room, you know, tilt their hat off to Zach and respect him in the sense of he's been there, he's done that, he knows what it takes to win this league, you know. He's been on championship teams, so, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it gives his voice more of an impact in terms of my teammates and just more ears to listen to him for sure, so we can all be on the same page and just attack as a wolf pack.
Justin's just gotten better every single season. What is it, you know, about Justin as a player, as a person, that you think has allowed him to just improve every single season?
Oh, he's been a great work ethic.
You know, he's gotten stronger. I don't know if he's gotten faster because he was pretty fast coming out, but he's just his instincts for the game have improved every year. He's a very, very coachable player. He's just got a great combination of explosiveness, quickness, and he's a worker. He's highly disciplined. He's highly motivated. He's a great teammate. He does everything the right way, really. And, you know, I think the big thing is he's responded to coaching for 4 years. And he's been around some good players, too. He's had some great mentors. He pays attention to those mentors, which I think is really, really important for a younger player. And he's gotten it done. We're proud of him.
Aaron, I believe at the time of your signing, it was the most in total guarantee money for an interior defensive lineman. Was that something that was important to you? It was getting guarantees in your contract?
Yeah, for sure. I want to get paid. But I definitely felt that, all the hard work that I put in and year out, and just staying focused, not getting into any trouble or shenanigans and stuff like that, just staying locked in, making sacrifices. I felt like definitely, I wanted to, get compensated, but just obviously putting the work on the field and letting it show, I felt like it was, it was right. So.
Eric, you mentioned kind of projecting this roster forward to future years. I know you guys have had the privilege of re-signing a lot of these, young up-and-comers, including Lamar, to, big money deals. We've also seen you kind of do some things you haven't cap-wise with, restructures, void years, that kind of thing. Does the calculus change for, being financially responsible down the run with, the opportunity to sign these guys, but also maybe the responsibility of kind of paying them as much as you have?
Yeah, it's a good question, and it's definitely not a static environment, and it's going to be changing rapidly. It depends on lots of different things, the salary cap, for instance, being one. But we will have to be financially responsible in most cases because we do have a lot of money going to very good players. It's not a scientific study, but we probably have 4, 5, or 6 players on our team right now that are being paid top of the market money. That's a good problem to have in a lot of ways because it means you're going to have a good team. But it also means that there are going to be some situations where you just have to let players test the market and see what they can get elsewhere. And that can be a frustrating thing, especially for a team, that likes to draft. First and foremost, I started out as a scout, and so the idea that you could draft a really good player, keep him for 4 years, and watch him go play elsewhere is frustrating. But this is the business we have chosen. And we'll abide by those salary cap rules and hopefully make good decisions moving forward.
All right. Thanks, John.